thing, and Shirley, can we call me important because we have a quorum? We have a quorum!
Yay!
Can you hold on just a second?
And a quorum, Jen.
Can you only 1 minute?
Yes, and a quorum.
A quorum and a quorum.
Quorum, we have a quorum.
Is this working?
Can you hang on just 1 second?
By the way, between the Harvard who actually did pretty much.
And the design? Did, was it her that she that figured out the putting the mission on the back?
Oh.
Okay. Secretary, can we call the roll?
Good idea. Instead of 50 big pieces of paper, you can have, you know, reduce the amount of foliage. Desecrated. Decimated.
Okay, I know you guys really want to talk and keep talking amongst yourselves, but I just want to call your attention to the time. And I'd really like to get here by 4. And we have to abandon this place by 4:30. So that means that we have to get it started quickly. We don't have that much to do because we got most of it done by now. Okay. Okay, the secretary does not have the role that he's going to call everybody as if he has the role.
And I have the card.
Oh, he has the card.
Dave Ailsen.
Yes.
He's here. Donald Errol Hunter.
On the list.
Here. Ed Pearl.
Here.
Is here. Israel Foyer.
Is present.
Is present. Alan Schwab.
Is here.
Is here. Grace Harris. Is here. Maria Armudian.
There.
There. Jerry Goodman is here.
Jan Goodman is here.
Proud of work. Yeah. Here at what?
Is here.
I hear Goodman, I speak up. Jane Halloran is here.
Here.
Oh, you didn't bring your list.
I do have my card. No,
but she's hiding. Right.
You're withholding information?
I am.
Here.
I'm
Leslie
so
Radford.
I'm over here.
He's over there.
No.
Harrison Wild.
Here.
He's here.
Harrison Wild, we were talking.
Dan Goodman.
I'm here.
He's here.
Okay.
And there are several LSP members who have good excuses
that are not here.
That are not here.
And we'll call them.
And they should be forgiven.
Well, Julie Rodriguez called me about half an hour to an hour ago and said that she had some urgent family issues that came up. She had to go help with her family, so she regrets not being here. But she wanted me to remind people that nominations are open for the Community Advisory Board. Any LSB member or any member of the public, anybody at all, can submit names for consideration for the Community Advisory Board. You should do so as soon as possible.
Leslie, I don't suppose I could get you to come back to the LSB.
Yeah, you probably could.
Come
join us.
I think I
heard... myself out here.
I advance that Marie Geary, Roger Prescott, and John White were not going to be here.
Bill.
And Bill.
And Bill.
And Bill.
And
Bill.
How about Sarah?
I don't remember. So.
Well, we have just enough people to do this.
Can somebody move? Well, okay. I will move that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These six.
Fernando, he did not notify us directly. But he just told me one day in the studio he didn't use it.
Downloading information from Venezuela on the election.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, motion is to excuse Julie, Bill, Fernando, Marie, Margaret, and Don.
There's a first and a second. All in favor of excusing the following LAPD members: Bill Gallegos, Fernando Velasquez, Marie Deary, Margaret Prescott, Don White, and Julie Rodriguez. Please signify by raising your cards. And who's counting cards for me today? Who's counting cards? Are you counting cards?
Well, my legs are very counting.
4, 5, 6.
Who has someone? Not everybody has cards.
My card is
Okay.
Terry doesn't have his. Dan doesn't have a repeat card.
I have it somewhere. I just can't find it. Ed's going to let you borrow one. And please use them so that Grace can see you when she's creating the staff. Okay, so I have heard from lots of people in terms of the agenda that Don White and I had originally proposed. What we tried to do was separate out what we had accomplished and what we had not accomplished. And I believe Harrison was correct in saying that what we had to do was go back to the original agenda because it was an adjournment. And therefore, we have to start where we left off. Now, the secretary, I would like to ask him where we left off.
Do we have copies of that agenda?
Yes, it's in your report staff.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to just say a couple things. One is that I intend to finish this agenda today by 4. And please, beg of you, implore you, to support us in doing that, and then we can get on to new business.
I'm the teacher.
Ed Brooke, okay, sorry.
I wanted to accomplish what you just said.
Yes.
And for one or two of last week, I made the motion that I passed out that our discussion today be on the round system, whereby each member has one opportunity to speak on an issue. At this point, as it says, unless the body decides by the term vote to either have a second round or proceed 2 by 2 or any other method, but the body will have a vote on whether to allow any further discussion.
So there's a motion on the floor to go by the round system unless we limit to 2. The point of order by Harrison
Wild. Thank you. I'd like to, I guess it's a question. You know, I forget the term for it, but I'm in doubt as to whether I should raise the point of order or not. I think that Ed's proposed a new motion. He rose to a point of procedure, I believe, and then made a motion.
Yes.
So is it possible to make a motion when you rise to a point of procedure?
On concept, yes.
And secondly, any.
At any point in any LSP meeting, like if you wanted to propose how to expedite process at the end of the meeting, you could make a motion.
So at any point, do you happen to know what the reference is on that?
I don't, but I think it's very good.
In this case, I believe it's the equivalent of a motion to limit debate.
Okay, well, my other question is, are we not supposed to start with the adjourned agenda?
We are. We started on the adjourned agenda.
But we've gone off on process mode.
Right.
Motion to listen to limit debate.
It's essentially a motion to limit debate. So how do you go?
Can somebody in the audience do it, perhaps?
That would really be helpful.
I'll do it.
I would just to follow on that. Last time we agreed that 5 minutes, 3 minutes before the schedule ends the agenda, I was going to warn it so that you can call for a disclosure of the motion.
The last time we discussed that the fact that you don't need, for example, to close debate at the end of an agenda item, but you dispose of the business, and you do that either by tabling, by voting on it, or by extending a vote to extend debate. So to give time for that and to stay within the time, I will announce before, like, I think 5 minutes is actually
about
it. 5 minutes before the end of that agenda item, once the agenda has been approved, I'll say we're at time and we agree that we need to dispose of it however we're going to dispose of it.
So we have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, Maria, I'm sorry. I'm not quite clear what your ruling is here. So what we're saying is that at any moment, at any time during
the... I second it and I make a motion.
That we are...
One person speaking at a time, please.
So that at any moment in any LSB meeting, anyone can make a motion to, concerning process.
To limit the agenda.
But now, what about any other motion?
No, I believe it has to be permanent. But on limiting debate, I believe we need to do the same. Can we proceed with this until we find the name? Sure, and I'm the next person on the chat. Yes, there has been a motion. The motion has been seconded by Jan, Sherna, and Jan.
I believe the point of this motion, and I also had one that I had announced for the last meeting, is to try and streamline. And this is the third of having explanation. I ask that we simply have a straw poll that we support the idea of Ryan, if nothing else, for this meeting, and then we can put it on the front end of the next meeting to discuss it as a general principle, as well as several of the questions about process.
I'd like to have two for and two against on this issue. Which time do you want?
I am for with an amendment, so it's...
That seems like a change without...
Oh, is that a motion? Leslie, go ahead.
Wait a minute.
If we're going to two for...
I'm for...
You're for.
I have an amendment, so it's sort of right in the middle there. And my, I will either move to amend to, instead of making rounds, move to have a procedure whereby we have two people speaking for a motion and two people speaking against it alternating. So you have pro, which would be typically the person who makes the motion, and then con, and then pro, and con.
Well,
excuse me. It is, I think, in keeping...
It is.
Well, and, excuse me, in addition...
Did you read it first? Okay. I'm only asking because he does say in it.
Oh, I didn't understand what the two-by-two meant. Is that what you meant by two-by-two? Excuse me. And is that what you meant by two-by-two, pro and con, pro and con? No, I was after Sherna.
Can we all speak up one at a time, please?
What I'd like you to do is to explain what you mean on the two pro and two con very quickly.
Yes. The first go round gives any person on the LSB has an opportunity to speak. The next, at that point, the body has an option, two options. Stop debate. The debate will stop unless the opposition chooses either to have another full round in which anyone can speak, or two by two, two for and two against. But the first round, definitely, everyone should have an opportunity to speak. I reject that. Two by two is the start of point.
Okay. In that case, just to finish, I believe that it is within the prerogative of the chair to take pro and con and to limit debate to two for and two against, or three for and two against. It's the prerogative of the chair, and if people
disagree with that, they can just challenge the chair, and there can be a vote up and down as to whether to do it that way. You don't have to, I mean, so you can just make a decision how you're going to do it, whether you're going to do it Ed's way or three pro, three con.
I would like to have the board support before we do this, but yes, you're right. I mean, if it gets unruly, we're definitely going to have to go to something.
And it just seems to me, as a matter of common sense, that if you're making motions that aren't germane to agenda items, you can eat up the time for any agenda item all the time, in which case you need a two-thirds majority to amend the agenda to allow time for the item that was on the table at that time. So why not just say, we're going to do this, and we're going to set this amount of time for it.
The discussion on the voting procedure is equivalent, I think, to a suspension of the rule, which is no debate. So it says it's not in order when another has four, it must be seconded, not debatable, not amendable, majority vote.
I do have a point of information on that. When you suspend a rule, are you suspending a single rule? Or
we've spoken before me and people have spoken multiple times.
Unless you were trying to understand how we can proceed, and then I think.
Well, we've done, I'm just told there's no debate, and yet we have debate continuing.
I'm trying to figure out. I think we'll stick to the actual motion. Just bear with me.
I'm trying.
I know it's hard.
Just a point of reaction. The suspension of the rules apply to all rules, not just the rules.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take the last two people on the stack. I'd actually like to vote on this next. Okay, Leslie's next, then Jay.
I find this problematic for a couple of reasons. First of all, we were discussing it in a pro-con format, the idea of having rounds. How many processes do we need to keep going at one time here, folks? Obviously, Maria prefers pro-con. Some people prefer rounds. I don't know what's going on here anymore. My second concern is that if we do these rounds, we make our motion only has one opportunity to speak and never gets to respond to anything. Now, if legitimate questions come up, I think the maker of the motion should be able to respond, and that's not, there's no provision for that in here. So, I'm utterly confused. Apparently, we're not supposed to be debating at all. It's a position only because this is a massive shift in our system. Which was supposed to be on and completing quickly instead of entertaining
right.
Strange motions. Jane, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, this is exactly what we've been talking about on the email the whole time.
Right.
Let's just forward the motion. Let's just forward the agenda as is, and we'll get back to this at the end of the meeting, or we'll be doing this until Sunday.
Okay, can we just take a vote on this and then move?
Right.
Okay.
Until next Sunday, the 19th, the next extra meeting.
Okay, is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of Ed's motion to go rounds, whereby each member has an opportunity to speak on the issue, unless the body decides by majority vote to have a second round, or to proceed to two pro and two con speakers. All in favor, please raise your pink cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that right? Okay. All opposed to Ed's motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wait a second.
6, 2, 3. Can we write it down?
Wait a second. I don't think it takes 2/3 to limit debate. Why would it take 2/3?
Because it's essentially limited debate.
It takes 2/3 to limit debate?
Yes.
Dave, do you know?
You don't know whether it takes 2/3 to limit debate?
No, that's
debate,
not a.
It takes 2/3. I don't know about limiting debate.
This is a motion for a procedure which.
I know. Say that again?
It's elementary to Robert's rules.
Is to limit debate?
It's
the same, going in, going out.
No, that's She's on a specific motion,
two-thirds.
Not on. It takes two-thirds to limit debate?
Limit debate.
Yeah. Okay, so that motion will fail.
It does require two-thirds.
Requires a two-thirds vote. So, okay. So, yes, let's move the agenda. Since this is an adjourned meeting, I don't believe we have minutes. I don't believe we have to go back into the agenda. We have gotten all the way through. Terry, could you tell us where we stopped last time?
We had adjourned immediately after passing a waiver motion.
And where's that on the agenda?
That's an old business. Item B of old business.
So we have...
That was taken out of order.
That was taken out of order.
Right.
So what was left that we need to start with?
A.
We need to start with the Cole Hodker motion? Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, there were committee reports that were discussed, and there was one motion that came forward on program and oversight that was not voted on, so we didn't finish that. And I'd also like to move to reconsider the vote on the motion that came during the special committee report.
Okay, so what you're asking for is to go back to committee reports and start there.
No, I believe we were in there. We took the fee waiver motion out of order, but we did not complete that.
The committee reports?
That's where we were on the agenda.
Harrison and Leslie.
Well, first of all, we definitely did send the committee reports because that was the point of which Maria had moved to the chair.
Right, that's right. We did complete that.
We didn't vote on all of the committee reports.
Motions, right.
We missed the motion, is that true, Terry?
Yeah, that's true. Also, if we
attempted to clear out all of the motions, and I believe that they requested that we vote on one thing that had been omitted, and we, in fact, did do that. So we just have to take Dave's word that we missed something else, and I just wonder why he didn't bring it up at that time. We missed it.
Leslie, go ahead. I think we are going to start at old business.
I was the one who made the motion to move ahead with the fee waiver motion, and I did so with the express understanding that we were interrupting the PNB report and would go back to that and have LSB comment.
Did we finish the PNB report?
And pick up the agenda from that point.
We got this part.
The direct order that is on here, except for those items that we skipped ahead to.
Okay, now I wasn't here for the end, so I'm relying on the body to tell me where we ended. And as I understood it, we had finished the committee reports and the PMB directors, but there were some things we might need to revisit. Can I get consensus from the board to go to old business first, get through with the old business, and then, as we still have time, revisit some of those items. I thought we finished the PNB report. Dave?
I thought we did, too, but the issue of finishing the motions that are before the body on committee reports should be first, because that's the first thing in the agenda, I believe.
Yeah.
So, say that again, the motions?
The motions.
From committee reports.
So we hadn't done the motions on committee reports.
Not all of them. We did not deal with them.
Okay.
Came out on the program.
Then that would be where your PNB would come in.
The PNB report came after that in the agenda. So we failed to deal with one of those motions. I don't know whether people want it. We also did the PMD report and then moved on to the agenda. I disagree with Luke's memory that we did not do that or that it was interrupted.
David, you spoke for a very long time, but there was no response.
You're out of order. Out of order. The next one on the list is Leslie.
Leslie did speak. Okay, so here's what, then in that case, then let's scoot up. Let's go back to committee reports. Let's check off the ones that all the motions are finished. And then let's go about one by one. Was finance completed?
Yes.
Are there any motions left that need consideration?
No.
Okay, so mark that off. Management evaluation, is that completed?
Yes.
Are there any motions left that need to be handled? Management evaluation. Anybody speak up or forever hold your peace? Outreach, where is that completed?
Yes.
Any motions that are left that need to be considered?
No.
Programming oversight, was that completed?
No.
We told our motion.
Okay, so here we are. So let's start at program.
Yeah, I brought forward another motion that got approved.
So with permission of the board, without objection, I'd like to start there. Is there any objection to starting at program oversight motions? Yes. Any objection?
I don't understand.
Apparently the motions have not been brought forward yet.
If they're brought forward, they need to be voted.
They were not discussed. Were they discussed?
They were discussed.
They were discussed?
Wait. Okay.
There is on the committee. He says there is no motion. We have a motion that has been brought forward and made, which we withdrew because
it was reconstituted
and
of
considering relationships of various bodies. That's where we are. We do not have a motion to present
from the committee.
There was a motion
made
during the committee report that
was
not
handled.
Yeah, that has not been voted.
Okay. Then I would like to start there. And perhaps I'm going to need a vote of the body to start there, because it seems like there is some unfinished business. Do I need a vote of the body to start there? Can I get a sense of the board? Is this okay to start this here?
We need to have someone who can read.
All right, then I'm going to have to take a motion. No. So, is there a motion to start a programming oversight? So moved.
I have my hand up.
I know. I need to know where to start first.
Okay, wait a second. Jan, Harrison, and Dave.
Okay.
Staff.
There's a motion. Can I get a second before we go on? So we can discuss?
Oh.
Is there a second? The motion is to start at programming oversight. The motions.
Okay. Second.
Okay.
Okay, it's been seconded. Jan, go ahead.
Okay. On procedure?
It's just a matter of where to start or where to go. I certainly don't mind if we start there. But with regard to committee reports and motions, perhaps it should go later. But there was a structure committee minority report that I don't think was ever given, and motion and discussion of that was never had, and I think that it is appropriate to bring that up. And it certainly does not have to happen now, but it needs to happen for that.
It comes right after it.
Okay.
So that's why I said start at programming oversight in the order. Okay, so there's
Harrison's next, and then Dave.
Harrison, Dave,
and Israel,
and Sherna.
On the procedure.
He has a question on procedure.
And none of us are aware of a motion.
She's out of order.
David said he made a motion. Are you going to take him at his word?
He's not on the committee.
He's not on the committee.
Any member of the LSB can make a motion.
Anybody can make a motion during the committee report. It was germane to the committee report. It was approved. The amendment was approved by the body, and we need to vote it.
Okay, where is it?
What is it?
Terry has it.
Is it in our packet?
Terry, where is it?
No, it was distributed in the rough notes
next?
Of the meeting.
Harrison, you're next on the stack.
I'd really like to know what I'm talking about.
Okay, all we're talking... Here, Harrison,
Terry, where is it?
You guys quit speaking out of order.
Israel and Sherry,
please.
You don't know where the motion is.
I will do it.
Yeah, it was the motion that the programming over...
Can I get some order? 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 Order, please? Okay, the motion is to start at programming oversight motion that Dave brought forward that was never voted on. Then we finish whatever motions were left on structure, committee of inclusion, LSB representatives to IPC, ad hoc retreat, PNB motions, if there were any. And Leslie says she has one. I don't know if it was made. And then we continue through the rest of the agenda here. Now, all I'm trying to do now is set where we begin, and I would like to take a vote on that. Is there any opposition to beginning at the motions of programming oversight?
Yes,
you have to call the question.
Wait a minute, I have the floor, I believe.
And the question's been called. Is there a second?
Second.
And there's a second.
No, I have to wait.
You didn't have the.
I don't know what you're talking about. It has to be after he finishes.
Go ahead, Harrison.
I thought
it
was finished.
Oh, and I would like to speak to this situation, but I would like to know what motion we're talking about.
It shouldn't matter what it is.
Well, I want to know what the situation is. Did the listeners have a chance to vote on it? I was there. Did we, in fact, vote on it?
Apparently, we didn't.
We did vote on several motions. We thought at that time that we had completed every motion.
Now Dave says we missed something.
So we're going let's to check with the secretary.
I'd like to know what the motion is that we're talking about.
Secretary, do you have
the... I'd like to figure out what I have to say about whether we should begin there or not.
Secretary, what happened at that meeting?
There was a substitute motion from Dave Adelson regarding due process to programmers. The substitute motion passed 10-01 and was tabled until after public comment. It was not brought off of the table after public comment before the meeting adjourned.
The motion.
That's why it's a tabled.
The committee motion.
The committee motions were tabled.
What comments did you?
I don't have a copy.
May I read the motion?
Read it louder.
No, they were distributed in the rough notes in the meeting of August 1st. Resolved that the Programming Oversight Committee. They were distributed in email.
Please stop talking while he's reading.
Resolved that the Programming Oversight Committee meet with management to discuss the issue of due process with respect to program cancellation, and that the programming. Oversight Committee shall also meet with the programmers whose programs have been canceled for their input, including Dr. Kwaku Person Lin, producer of the African Mineral Liberation Weekend.
Okay, so the question's been called, and it's been seconded.
Just figuring out what I have to speak.
Go ahead.
And I have something I would like to say. I think the data is correct. That we neglected to vote on this one motion, that means that we will have completed the committee reports and the votes on the committee reports as soon as we vote on this motion, and then we are ready to go back to old business.
Okay.
So, we do not
so if that is true, Harrison, if that's true, what we'll do is we'll go through and check through them.
No, we have to go back to the PNP report.
And then we can look at that too. It's essentially order, my intent.
Okay, the order I see at this point is we vote on.
You're not the goddamn chair. Why don't you shut up?
Then we go to the board responses to the PNP director's report, and then we go to old business. That's, I think.
Thank you, Harrison. That's close to where I'm heading, but it's not exact because I think I just want to hit each one and make sure we're complete.
Next is Israel.
The question's been called and seconded, so we have to vote on whether to call the question.
What's the question?
On whether we start at programming oversight.
All right. No.
Motions. No, that
well,
was
what's the difference?
The question
you're
was
out
called
of order.
And seconded.
I'm out of
so
constantly.
All in favor of.
Going right to the question. Please think about it. Raise your pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed?
1, 5, 5, 5.
Extensions? 3. Okay. At least we set the agenda. This is just the agenda. I just want to know where to start.
Point of order. We haven't voted on the agenda yet.
Nobody voted on the agenda.
Point of order, we just closed debate on the motion to start there. Now we need to hold that vote.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, but now we need to go to the motion.
Sure enough.
The motion is to start at that
point. No.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
Thank you, David. So now, you're right. That was the discussion. Thank you. All in favor of starting the agenda at the motion of the Program Oversight Committee, please
take the vote. At the vote.
At the vote of the motion. Please take 5 by raising your vote.
We passed that part of the agenda. We are at the vote.
Please raise your pink cards.
At the vote of the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed to starting at the vote of the motion on Programming Oversight. Please take 5 by raising your pink cards. 1, 2, 3.
You guys have been going together.
And all abstentions. 1, 2, 3.
Are you
abstaining?
Oh, okay, 2.
Point of assertion of
listeners'
rights.
No.
Listeners
have to speak on all this already. At the last meeting.
Just keep going,
Maria. Keep going. Again, let's have the motion read one more time.
We
resolve that the Programming Oversight Committee meet with management to discuss the issue of due process with respect to program cancellation, and that the Programming Oversight Committee shall also meet with the programmers whose programs have been canceled for their input, including Dr. Clayton Person Lynn, producer of the Afternoon Liberation Weekend.
So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
And it's been seconded. Discussion.
It doesn't require, point of order.
Yes.
It doesn't require a second. It was seconded. It was approved as a motion to be considered. We're at the vote. We had discussion. We had public comment. We're at the vote.
You're absolutely right. There's a point of procedure being brought up by Sherman Glock.
There are four members of that committee.
I don't think this, first of all, it was during the committee report, that motion was brought forward. I don't recall what it was called, but that got approved as a motion for consideration by the body. I don't think it's in order to have substitutes, to have amendments, to have discussion, anything. Vote it up or down. If you don't like it, vote it down.
So let's take a vote on this. So all in favor of the motion that was read by Terry Goodman, made by Dave Adelson, please signify by raising your pink cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed to the motion made by Dave Adelson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That motion fails.
Like, is it in order to ask for a roll call vote?
No. I have to take abstentions first. All those are staying. 1, 2, 2.
So, Terry, what's the plan information on roll call vote?
We decided that we will do roll call votes for this session.
Then is someone taking down?
No, I didn't take them down. So,
yes.
Yes.
Girl. Abstain. No.
Aaron.
Yes.
Harry. Yes. And Goodman. T. Goodman.
I'm going to separate you guys.
What?
Separate this? No. You're like the teacher, you know?
Aaron.
Yes or no?
Roll call vote.
I said no. Hell no.
Yes or
no?
Wow.
No.
Jay Goodman, yes.
Okay. Now we're up to the structure committee.
I'm going to show the three members of the committee on voting no and one for all.
It's your call, Terry,
the
secretary. Structure committee motions. David,
yeah, I'd like to move to reconsider the motion that we allow committees to consider motions, to bring forth motions on any issue that they consider to be within their purview. I voted down. I voted no on that. That side prevailed. I'd like to call to reconsider that.
Since he was on the side of no, he can call to reconsider that.
Second.
The motion on the floor. Just second.
We have to raise the point that we finished.
Wait, you're out of order. Wait. These are the motions.
The point of order.
The motions.
I'd like to make the
point of reconsideration.
That we have finished this item in the agenda.
But it can be called to reconsider.
It can be called to reconsider.
We're still in the motions.
So we finish the agenda.
Point of order?
Yes.
We are in that part of the agenda. We agreed we would start at the votes, and I believe it is in order.
This is one of
the
votes. It is in order. So, yes. So, this is a structure committee motion that was brought forward. David voted no, so he's bringing it for reconsideration. Please say what it is.
Yeah, I just want to clarify this was a substitute motion to the structure committee report, and it, I forget, it may have been an amendment, but the motion is that committees may bring forth motions on any issue they consider to be relevant to their purview.
Okay. there a second on that?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Is there any debate?
There's no point of order. We are not there.
We don't debate these 2 weeks. Thank you for reminding me.
Wait a minute. Point of order.
My bad. Yes.
We are not voting on.
This has been debated already.
But we are now we are entertaining a motion to reconsider.
Yes.
And then debate is in order.
No, the debate was had the first time around.
Point of information. Point of information. In order to be sensible in any sense, let us be clear what the motion was, how the vote was, so we know how to proceed.
Mr. Secretary, you have the information.
The original language of the resolution was resolved that LSB committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that they consider to fall within their scope. The motion failed with the vote of 3 ayes, 6 noes, 2 abstain.
With regard, I am reading from the Parliamentary Procedure and Plan adapted from the Charter prepared by the League of Women Voters. It says a reconsidered vote may be done only on day of vote taken on next day, which this has to count as.
It goes at the same point.
Speak up a little bit there.
Because it don't start now.
The motion to reconsider a vote must be taken on the day of the vote or on the next day, which this qualifies for since this was an adjourned meeting. Mover must have voted on the prevailing side. No vote may be reconsidered twice. So you get, you know, you can't keep, we can't keep reconsidering things. We can reconsider it one time.
Is there any debate?
And there is motion debatable? Yes, if motion for reconsideration was debatable.
And
it says vote required majority. If carried, motion is before the House as though no action had been taken on it.
Okay,
in other words, we can't if the motion for reconsideration is passed, then you continue debate.
May I read point of order?
Go ahead, David.
The motion to read page 306 from Robert's standard descriptive characteristics. The motion to reconsider, with respect to making the motion, it takes precedence over any other motion whatever and yields to nothing. The making of this motion is in order when any other question is pending and also after the assembly has voted to adjourn if the member rose and addressed the chair before it declared adjourned. So I think that deals with the question of whether or not it is in order. There's debate on the motion to reconsider, and to finish, it says, basically, we return to the point at which the vote, it is as though it had not been voted. So a return to that would mean a return to the time at which we voted that motion.
Which means there's debate.
No, I would not say that.
Well, there may or may not, if you could continue debating it.
Why don't we take them? Can we get two,
throw
in two comments?
Yes. Good idea.
First. No, we vote to reconsider.
We didn't vote on that.
We have to do that.
We have to vote to reconsider and then take two, throw in two con to give everybody a little.
All right. So,
vote to reconsider is the
base.
David and Jan, with what you just read me, we realize that it is important. Is it debatable that it is? Do we need to vote to consider this, or do we just go?
You should be able to vote.
And then you can debate the question because you're giving people the chance
to debate.
What
is
information?
Right. The motion.
It's whether or not we should reconsider.
We didn't vote on reconsidering.
I went off. I got absolutely unclear when Dan read that if you were on the prevailing side, you could not reissue the motion.
No, you can't.
That's the only time you can.
If you're on the prevailing side, you can vote to reconsider.
Okay.
Because
you can move to vote. Yeah.
Because you can't have the loser
saying,
"I want to reconsider."
Sorry, I have never chaired this meeting before. It's a little unrelieved for me. I'm not very good with this yet.
I have a question. I'm confused. Does Roberts allow the debate to be on the motion to reconsider, or is it on the issue itself?
I thought it would be.
Okay, so now that's what we should be debating now, then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And Sonali and Harrison are the
I was pointing at Sherna.
Sonali and Harrison, and then can I have that kid?
Well, I was just wondering if I could call the question for us to vote on whether to reconsider. I call the question on our voting on whether we...
Question, I said,
on whether we vote to reconsider.
So the question's been called. It's been seconded. If you would like to vote now with no further debate, please signify by raising your pink cards. All in favor, please signify by raising your pink cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All opposed. 1, 2. All abstained.
Okay. So now we vote to reconsider.
So now we vote to reconsider Dave's motion on the structure committee. All in favor of reconsidering Dave's motion on the structure without committee. It's really awful.
Well, it's from the
From the structure committee motion. Please signify by raising the pink card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. All abstentions?
No.
No. So that motion passes.
So now we can reconsider.
What is the pain in my bum? Oh, no, we're on the air.
Rump is okay. Ass is actually okay, too.
Right.
Asshole.
Okay, so, Terry, do you read the motion that's before us?
They're separated by 2 seconds. I believe we go back to the point at which it was to be voted. I believe. I'm trying to find that out.
Yes, it's as if we heard it anew.
It says, as if no action had been taken on it.
Wait, please,
my
direct question to one person. Please wait until that person responds. And then, if you just let me know what you want to talk,
I apologize.
You take up
the motion as though no action had been taken on it, as though no vote had been taken, which means the point at which we were at that point was the question had been called.
Mm-hmm.
So we take it up at the vote.
That's your understanding.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Terry, please read the motion.
Resolve that LFB committees are authorized to bring forward resolutions on issues that may be considered called in the
Okay. As I am understanding, there is no further discussion.
Yes. Reconsideration of vote on a later day. Every member's right to debate in the reconsideration of a question begins over again, regardless of speeches made previously.
Exactly.
If reconsideration takes place on a day other than that. So there is.
Great.
Thank you. The reason that there was a concern maybe there wasn't, because the last meeting, when we got to the vote, we already had agreement that there was no further discussion after public comment. That's the only reason why this could come to the vote.
So now we can debate.
But now we're the body, we can debate it.
No, not yet. Please wait. So for those who want to speak, Carl, please raise your cards.
Wait.
What are we doing?
Order.
What are we voting on?
This is not just what we consider.
My point of order is that you are changing the process unilaterally.
That's what
I do not like.
Is.
The 2 and 2.
That's what it did.
I don't have to do it. I just wanted to know what the vote is.
All right.
Okay, so Harrison, are you on what's
happening
here?
I'm caught.
Madam Chair.
Harrison's
Madam Chair, on procedure. I think for clarification it would be helpful if the person who made the motion to reconsider would
go through to rationalize, justify why it should reconsider.
Yeah.
What is the issue that makes us reconsider it?
Okay.
And then proceed with a pro and con.
Well, I assume you don't mean motivating the original intent. You mean motivating the reconsideration.
I mean exactly that.
The reason we're motivating the reconsideration is that when we voted to put that, when we voted to put that motion before us, the vote was overwhelmingly in favor. A large number of people left, and the number of people who remained were did not constitute a majority at that point. Therefore, I believe that in full session we would be able to pass this motion. I think that that is the reason for reconsideration, although we already voted to reconsider.
On order. On order. That was not the question. The question was why, now that we've voted to reconsider, motivate how we should vote.
That is the question. Pardon me.
That was the question.
Pardon me. The reason for doing it is that committees of the board should not have to be tangled up in constantly coming back to the board to ask permission to start something. We trust our own membership. They're voted by proportional representation. They should be able to bring forth any motion they consider germane without having to be challenged as to why they were discussing it. That has come up before, and I personally don't find that compelling. I trust any committee or body of this as much as I trust any member, and members may bring forward any motion they want. I don't see why committees should be constrained to not consider those things that they consider within their purview, and the board as a whole has to approve any of it anyway. If a board feels they're going out of line, they can say it at that time when motions come forward.
Okay, who, are you pro or con?
I'm con.
Are you pro or con?
Good.
Are you pro or con?
I'm pro.
Pro.
Are you pro or con? Okay, so we have how many cons now? Three cons, two pros. Okay, so let's go. Yep, three pros. Harrison, go, you go
on
first.
Can I wait?
Yes.
Point of order. How long do we have on this agenda item?
We have 40 minutes originally. So,
Jen. Well, why don't we have another con? If he doesn't want to speak, let another con speak.
Okay. The reason I'm against this is, as I said to David, we've never been clear on the committee. Whether we're mandating committee or not. Here's what I disagree. That we began a route, that we plan something, we work on it. Just for example, what happened to the outreach committee was absurd. These folks got together, they were of good feeling, they had a purpose, they got a lot accomplished, they came here and they were devastated. I don't want that to happen to another committee. I think we should not go down the same road twice. This board wastes time exponentially. I mean, it's insane, and I don't want to go down a road that I think I'm belong down and then find out that I'm not allowed there by the board. End of statement. Thank you, Jane Horn, and Dr. Rolls-Bonsbaugh.
Yes.
Well, I agree with the fact that we waste time exponentially, and because of that, if the committees have to wait until the LSB gets to an agenda item that includes whatever it is that the committee wants to do, even if it's, you know, very germane to what they're supposed to be doing, they could wait 2 months before we get to the end of the new business to get to them. Meanwhile, you know, the event has passed, the election is over, whatever it is. And so I think that it's important that committees be able to commence work on whatever projects they think are appropriate, and they can't do the work if the LSB votes against it, but at least they can pursue it without having to first wait to get approval and then wait at the end to, because I think the same thing could happen. They could, you know, first wait 2 months to get an activity approved, then they go and they work on it and have it disapproved at the end. So why do that?
All right. First of all, of course, I don't even want to get into Dave's challenging of the end of the last meeting, which is perfectly legitimate under the bylaws. Mm-hmm. Every committee is asked to mandate itself. The Outreach Committee has done so and done so well. It's given itself a broad mandate that's been approved by this body. I would think every other committee would be capable of doing the same. Giving themselves some broad mandates about what it is they want to do, getting the LSD's approval to do that, and then going in that direction. I'm with Dave. I want to trust people here, but I've been in committees where things have wandered off course and drifted somewhere, and suddenly the majority is in left field somewhere coming back with something. The effect of this motion is to turn each committee into little LSBs who can discuss anything they want. And that's not the point of committees. It's to turn each group into its own little group discussing whatever issue comes before it or it wants to talk about. I'm afraid it's going to happen like that if we approve this motion.
Ed? Point of order. Are we doing 90? We're doing 90 seconds, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
Ed, you're first.
I agree with Les. I agree with Leslie that the broad I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to start all over again. I don't like being interrupted. I agree with Leslie completely that the broad mandate should be presented and approved or not. There's something else. We not only have one member bringing forth a motion, but we have the collective wisdom of four or five people that have been elected. And if in their collective wisdom they believe that something should be presented, it certainly should be their right to bring it forth for this body. I mean, if we've made some horrible mistake and elected the wrong people to the wrong committees, let's change that. But Maria, when we actually vote people to do a job, we can vote them out of a committee or abolish it or something. But we should they should have the right to present it until such time as they're egregious. And so far, there's been no showing of anything egregious. There are a couple of things that have been denied by this ultimate body. Fine. That doesn't mean that you tell a, you know, anyway. It makes so much sense to let the thing happen, and if they make fools out of themselves one time, maybe they won't be so quick to do it again.
I have all the questions.
My second.
Wait a minute.
Too far, too advanced.
Is
there a second?
My second.
Questions been called and seconded. I'm not going to propose two comments.
Just do it.
But the question has been called. So those in favor of calling the question,
we have an agreement that there's listener comment before we vote these things.
Yes,
so
that's
I
correct.
Think we should schedule the vote for after the listener comment. We've closed debate. We also had a motion approved earlier in this meeting at the prior session that after listener comment, there may be up to a couple of comments from the board.
Okay, I have
that's going to take.
We have finished reporting. We were on the voting.
On the voting.
I apologize.
Or under new business.
Well, the problem...